I'm Charlie Turner in New York, and this is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal. Computer systems in nearly two dozen Texas communities were recently targeted with ransomware attacks. Only one of them fended off the hackers. We'll explain how in a minute. First, here are some tech headlines. It's an AI cybercrime. The Wall Street Journal says criminals used artificial intelligence-based software to successfully impersonate a chief executive's voice and demand a fraudulent transfer of nearly $250,000 back in March. Cybercrime experts described it as an unusual case of artificial intelligence being used in hacking. The CEO of a UK-based energy firm thought he was speaking on the phone with his boss, the chief executive of the firm's German parent company, who asked him to send the funds to a Hungarian supplier. The caller said the request was urgent, directing the executive to pay within an hour, according to the company's insurance firm, Euler Hermes Group. Euler Hermes declined to name the victim companies. The attackers were responsible for defrauding the British energy company called three times. After the transfer of the $243,000 went through, the hackers called to say the parent company had transferred money to reimburse the UK firm. They then made a third call later that day, again impersonating the CEO, and asked for a second payment, which was never made. Late last week, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey found his official account hacked and sending racist and vulgar tweets to his 4.2 million followers. It's a high-profile security misstep at the popular social media company. Twitter spokesman Brandon Borman said in a tweet that Mr. Dorsey's account was compromised and that the company was investigating the issue. The tweets were up for about 30 minutes before Twitter took them down. The company also suspended accounts that the hacker or hackers retweeted while they had control of Dorsey's account. It's called ransomware, defined as malicious software used by hackers to deny access to a computer system or data until a ransom is paid. It's paralyzed the computer systems of companies, major cities, and counties. Most affected communities and companies prefer not to pay up, and as a result, they pay as much as hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, to get their systems back online. The Wall Street Journal's Talal Ansari has the story of how one Texas county stopped a ransomware attack. Talal, we should set this up first. On August 16th, 23 local government computer systems throughout Texas were hit by a ransomware attack. Only one community fended it off successfully. What happened?
Yes, on August 16th, Lubbock County in Texas, which is a county that has about 300,000 people, started noticing something strange. An employee called into their IT department and basically said, I'm seeing file icons literally changing before their eyes. And they found that suspicious, so they called it in.
So the IT department jumped on this right away. What did they do?
Well, from what I understand, they happened to have someone in that actual building, so they were able to get to the computer very quickly. And they basically, without getting into details, took the computer offline so it wasn't connected to the internet.
Why was Lubbock County able to resist the ransomware attack, whereas other areas couldn't that day?
So I talked to some experts specifically about this, and they said that, you know, it comes down to a little bit about who's running the IT department, if there is an IT department, and also luck at the end of the day. It really matters how your employees are trained to notice something, or if they just let it go by, or if they call it in, and how quickly the IT department can respond.
Does this tie in with budgets? Many communities or local governments seem to be easy ransomware targets because they have limited IT budgets. Isn't that correct?
Well, yeah. And in fact, 23 cities or counties were targeted that Friday. We don't have a full list because they don't want to disclose that. But from various ways, we know that at least three of those places have a population of under 5 or 10,000 people. They don't even have IT departments. One place I spoke with, and this didn't make it into the story, but the police officer in town was actually their go-to IT guy as well.
Wow. An overview here. How does ransomware generally work?
It's really simple. It's when you get an email and you click on a link and you don't know where that email came from, and lo and behold, it'll download a program onto your computer without you even knowing. And it can also happen just by downloading a file that you shouldn't have downloaded.
And basically your system or a company or a community system just freezes up?
Well, yeah, it could take some time, too. Sometimes they lay low. They embed themselves inside. The hacker then has access to the system. They can look around, tool around, and sort of make a plan of attack from there on out. And one day, you might turn on your computer and find you can't even access the files, and you'll get a README file that says, basically, pay up.
Do most owners of affected systems pay the ransom to restart the computer systems or not?
There's not reliable numbers around this, but the general consensus between IT experts and people in cities and that we know of that we've studied, they choose not to pay. Mainly just the way the U.S. might deal with terrorists or something. We don't negotiate with terrorists. Why? Because, well, you know, it emboldens them. Then they think they can get a payout if they keep doing this. Similarly, the general feeling is if you pay, you're inviting these hackers to keep doing this.
What happened in Baltimore? Their IT system was crippled, and it effectively shut down the city's operations?
Yeah, it affected literally everything. From an employee, they couldn't log on to their email. Residents could not pay fines. And people couldn't even buy homes in that time because they could not pay certain property taxes or various other, bureaucratic stuff that had to be done. And this not only happened, it went on for weeks. We're talking over 4 weeks.
Okay, we have two communities here, Baltimore and Lubbock County in Texas. Do authorities have any idea who might have caused either attack?
They're keeping really quiet about this latest one in Texas. I also think it's because they'd rather not make more noise about this because it seems to be a growing problem throughout the United States. And it's one that we're going to continue to see until there's better security measures taken.
Wall Street Journal reporter Talal Ansari, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
And that's Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal.